I moved out here as a teacher about 8 years ago. I was noticing that there's really not a lot of job opportunities. There's no exports. There's a lack of economic progress going on out here in the islands, and I wanted to do something about it. I looked around, and banana trees are in abundance. Kind of did some research and went from there.
So was it known that essentially abandoned banana trees could be used in this way to produce the paper which you now use to make the wallets? Or, I mean, is this something new that people hadn't been aware of before?
Pre-colonialism or pre-contact, they used to use the fibers for clothing, but that's been long since gone, and pretty much the entire region has completely stopped using the banana fiber, and so this is kind of a new thing. We're pretty much the only paper mill in the Pacific that I know about. There's only a couple other guys making paper just for themselves, and we're the only ones doing it on a commercial scale. And we are trying to incorporate some of the traditional weaving knowledge into our next product. Yeah, this is quite a new thing. We're teaching, part of our program is teaching new skills, and hopefully this will kind of snowball into, you know, a lot of people doing the same thing. We have to become smarter about using our waste, our natural resources that are sustainable, and creating opportunity from them and, you know, helping people out.
What's the longevity, though, for a wallet manufactured in this way? I mean, are they as tough as something made out of good quality leather?
No, they're not as durable as animal skin, but they're not supposed to be. They're completely biodegradable if you're ready to move on. But they do last quite a while. They can last, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 years for average kind of wear and tear, and much longer if you don't abuse it. But we are trying to make them as durable as possible. We're starting to experiment with sewing the papers together and just making sure that it's an export quality product so they don't fall apart, but they are natural and organic, and yeah, they won't last forever.
Are these wallets starting to turn up in all sorts of locations? I mentioned that there's been certainly interest from well outside the Federated States of Micronesia community. I mean, have they become something of a fashion item?
Yeah, we are hoping, for sure. We are just starting out. We started a couple years ago, kind of just making our debut now. We're hoping to connect with resellers all around the world and share our story through them.
And I'm presuming that a wallet made out of banana trees, or the byproducts of banana trees, is probably cheaper than a leather wallet, so that's going to be in its favor.
It is cheaper. It's a much, much more humane material and better for the environment as well.
And what about the workforce? I mean, how many people are involved in this operation at the moment, and how big do you think it could get within FSM, but obviously beyond that, or elsewhere in the Pacific?
Creating these wallets from banana trees is quite a labor-intensive process, and that's kind of on purpose. The main purpose of why I'm doing this is to create jobs on the island, so people can afford to feed their families and have some extra cash. And poverty is a real problem out here. Right now we have 21 employees, 21 staff on our team, and we're hoping to grow to maybe 30, 35, if not this, then definitely by next year. This is something that is a resource that comes from the backyards of our neighbors, community-based resource that we purchase from subsistence farmers. So it can be done on a very small scale. It can also be done on a larger scale, like a plantation setting. It can definitely create employment throughout the islands. It's just as something new.